Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now that he's officially launched his bid for the Republican presidential nomination, former Massachusetts Governor William Weld is campaigning in New Hampshire this week. For now, Weld is the only Republican challenging President Trump, and he hopes the Granite State's first-in-the-nation presidential primary will help his long-shot campaign take off. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks was with Weld yesterday and has our story.
To kick off his 2020 challenge against President Trump, Weld chose a diner. In fact, he chose three diners, two in Manchester and the Classic Cafe in downtown Nashua, which has a jukebox and pictures of Humphrey Bogart, Marilyn Monroe, and Elvis Presley on the walls.
So why diners?
First of all, I'm an eaten man. So I like to be around food, and you can get a sense pretty quickly if someone wants you to be somewhere else.
The small lunchtime crowd seemed receptive or at least courteous to Weld. The candidate moved from table to table before sitting down briefly with Philip Rondo, who asked the ex-governor and former federal prosecutor a question about criminal justice reform.
I spent a considerable amount of time in the prison system. Do you have a plan to end mass incarceration? Have you been working on one?
Well, one point is mandatory minimums. I think mandatory minimums for possessory narcotics offense is not a good idea.
Rondo liked what he heard, but says he hasn't made up his mind yet who to support for president. Neither has Philip Ponto, but he appreciated meeting Weld.
Yeah, really excited to see Bill Weld. I think the more chances we have to have discussions about the important issues, especially civil rights and civil liberties issues, the better our country is going to be.
Ponto is a young independent from Dover, just the kind of voter Weld needs if he hopes to mount a serious challenge in a state where Republicans are solidly behind Donald Trump. Weld will be hard-pressed to run a competitive national campaign against the president, who raised some $30 million in the last quarter. But Wells says New Hampshire can help him even those odds.
New Hampshire is a force multiplier. If you do well in the New Hampshire primary, that creates a kaboom effect on everything that comes after it.
And it's happened before.
It sure has happened before many times. The last five times there was a sitting president who faced a primary challenge, he lost in the final, not in the primary, but he did lose.
The other party took the White House back. Are you prepared for that outcome? I mean, is that better than another 4 years of
Trump? No, I'm not going to look that far ahead. The one thing I have decided is that I couldn't in good conscience support Mr. Trump. But who knows? It might not be him as the nominee. You know, if I show well enough in New Hampshire to make him wobbly, maybe somebody else would come along. Hopefully somebody else would come along.
Weld is right about that history of primary challenges fatally wounding sitting presidents. It happened most recently to Presidents Ford, Carter, and George H.W. Bush. And Weld knows that New Hampshire voters have a history of embracing mavericks and delivering surprises. So why not try?
Well, number one, he's got nothing to lose.
This is Fergus Cullen, the former chair of the New Hampshire Republican Party, who has opposed Donald Trump from the start. He says unlike many Republican office holders, Weld is unbound and can be candid in his criticism of the president. And Cullen says he's the type of Republican who could rally New Hampshire's many moderates and independents.
Weld was a hero to many of us. He showed that it's possible for a Republican to win in New England, in a state where there's like 16% Republicans. So he did win over a broad coalition. And look, we've got to do that if we're going to win.
So Weld hopes to win over lots of independents, even convince some Democrats to pull Republican primary ballots and vote against Trump. The former governor knows it's a long shot, but compared to the crowded field of Democrats, 18 of them and counting, he says he likes where he is.
I'm in second place, and what wouldn't Kamala Harris give to be in second place right now? She's behind Bernie Sanders and a guy who hasn't announced.
Second place is pretty good, unless it's also last place. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Nashua.